Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Jim Levy. Batting second. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting third. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Red Kress. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Fred Schult. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Larry Betancourt. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Lynn Storti. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lefty Stewart. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Lefty Stewart. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting second. The center fielder, Ike Ekrod. Batting third. The right fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bill Sissel. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting eighth. The catcher, Benny Tate. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Garland Braxton. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Garland Braxton. And now, play ball. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy strikes out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Ekrod, who is chasing the ball. Goslin reaches third base with a triple. Melillo goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Browns. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a fly ball into center field. Ekrod settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Goslin scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Browns. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kaum fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt takes first base on ball four. Schult moves to second. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ike Ekrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ekrod hits a pop-up towards first. Kress juggles the ball. That's an error on Kress. Blue moves to second. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a line drive into right field. Betancourt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kress scoops it up and throws to first, with Stewart covering, for the out. Blue moves to third. Ekrod moves to second. Two outs. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Blue scores. Ekrod scores. Two runs are unearned. It's Browns, 2, White Sox, 2. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sissel. The throw from Farrell and he is safe. Sissel steals second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kress scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Appling for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling misplays the ball. That's an error on Appling. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart strikes out. One out. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0 for 1 in the game. Levy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling misplays the ball. That's an error on Appling. Farrell moves to second. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com juggles the ball. That's an error on Com. Farrell moves to third. Levy moves to second. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue throws to second for one, and Appling throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Farrell scores. Levy scores. Goslin moves to second. Two runs are unearned. Two outs. It's 4-2, Browns. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Kress hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Goslin scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-2, Browns. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com hits a fly ball towards center. Schult settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Schult. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stewart fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Stewart. Com moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Garland Braxton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braxton bunts and there's an error on the play. Com moves to third. Tate moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Com scores. Tate moves to third. Braxton moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-3, Browns. Ike Ekrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ekrod is 0 for 1 in the game. Ekrod hits a fly ball into right field. Betancourt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. Reynolds hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Tate scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 5-4. Browns. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0 for 1 in the game. Fothergill hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Braxton moves to third. Blue moves to second. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Sissel hits a line drive into right field. Betancourt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 5, and the White Sox 4. The Browns will come to bat. Herb Jeffries now playing third base. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Betancourt takes first base on ball 4. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 0-for-1 in the game. Storti strikes out. 1 out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Farrell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Betancourt moves to third. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-1 in the game. Stewart hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Ekrod. Stewart reaches second base with a double. Betancourt scores. Farrell moves to third. It's 6-4, Browns. Hal McCain now pitching. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0-for-2 in the game. Levy hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Farrell scores. 2 outs. It's 7-4, Browns. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Melillo hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 7, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kress scoops it up and throws to first, with Stewart covering, for the out. 1 out. Herb Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries hits a ball on the ground towards third. Storti fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0-for-1 in the game. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 7, and the White Sox 4. The Browns will come to bat. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Goslin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sissel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Kress hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Schult hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Schult. The throw from Tate and he is safe. Schult steals second. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Betancourt hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Schult scores. It's 8-4, Browns. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 0-for-2 in the game. Storti hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 8, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Hal McCain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCain hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Goslin. McCain reaches second base with a double. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Blue hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ike Ekrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ekrod is 0 for 2 in the game. Ekrod hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Goslin. Ekrod reaches second base with a double. McCain scores. It's 8-5, Browns. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Reynolds takes first base on ball 4. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fothergill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ekrod scores. Reynolds moves to third. It's 8-6, Browns. Chad Kimsey now pitching. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Sissel hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Reynolds scores. Two outs. It's 8-7, Browns. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 2 in the game. Appling hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 8, and the White Sox 7. The Browns will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McCain fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chad Kimsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kimsey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Levy hits a fly ball into center field. Ekrod settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 8, and the White Sox 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Herb Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries is 0 for 1 in the game. Jeffries hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0 for 2 in the game. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kimsey fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal McCain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCain is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. McCain hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Farrell scoops up the ball and tags McCain for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 8, and the White Sox 7. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Melillo hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tate settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Goslin hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Fothergill. Goslin reaches second base with a double. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Kress takes first base on ball 4. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Goslin. The throw from Tate and he is safe. Goslin steals third. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Schult hits a fly ball into center field. Ekrod settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Goslin scores. Two outs. It's 9-7, Browns. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kress. The throw from Tate and he is out, Sissel applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 9, and the White Sox 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Blue hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Melillo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ike Ekrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ekrod is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Ekrod hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Reynolds hits a line drive into right field. Betancourt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 9, and the White Sox 7. The Browns will come to bat. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Betancourt hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 0-for-3 in the game. Storti strikes out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jeffries fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 9, and the White Sox 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got three RBIs. Sissel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-3 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Herb Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries is 0-for-2 in the game. Jeffries hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Schult. Jeffries reaches second base with a double. Appling goes all the way around to score. It's 9-8 Browns. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0-for-3 in the game. Tate hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Schult throws the ball into Melillo who tags Tate trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Jeffries scores. It's Browns, 9, White Sox, 9. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 9, and the White Sox 9. The Browns will come to bat. Chad Kimsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kimsey is 0-for-1 in the game. Kimsey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kimsey for the out. One out. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Levy hits a fly ball into center field. Ekrod settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McCain fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 9, and the White Sox 9. The White Sox will come to bat. Hal McCain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCain is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. McCain hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Blue hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ike Ekrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ekrod is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Ekrod hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 9, and the White Sox 9. The Browns will come to bat. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got one RBI. Goslin hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tate settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Kress strikes out. Two outs. Fred Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Schultz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 9, and the White Sox 9. The White Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Fothergill hits a pop-up towards short. Levy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got three RBIs. Sissel hits a line drive towards short. Levy reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Browns 9, and the White Sox 9. The Browns will come to bat. Frank Wade pinch hits for Larry Betancourt. Frank Wade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wade hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Earl McNeely pinch runs for Frank Wade. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 0-for-4 in the game. Storti bunts towards the mound. McCain fields it and throws to first for the out. McNeely moves to second. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Farrell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tate settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chad Kimsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kimsey is 0-for-2 in the game. Kimsey is walked intentionally. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0-for-5 in the game. He's got one RBI. Levy hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Browns 9, and the White Sox 9. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl McNeely now playing right field. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 4 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Storti fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Herb Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Jeffries bunts towards the mound. Kimsey fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Kimsey. Jeffries moves to second. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tate hits a pop-up towards third. Storti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal McCain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCain is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. McCain hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kimsey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Browns 9, and the White Sox 9. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Melillo strikes out. One out. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 2 for 5 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got one RBI. Goslin hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Kress hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Browns 9, and the White Sox 9. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Blue hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ike Ekrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ekrod is 1 for 5 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Ekrod bunts towards first. Kress scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ekrod for the out. Blue moves to second. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Reynolds is walked intentionally. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 2 for 5 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Fothergill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Blue trying to get to home. McNeely throws the ball into Farrell who tags Blue who's trying to score from second, for the out. Reynolds moves to third. Two outs. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 2 for 5 in the game, with two singles. He's got three RBIs. Sissel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Reynolds scores. Fothergill moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 10, and St. Louis Browns, 9. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.